Yo, it's your boy Felipe.
Mickey Solo, P.I.F. Paid in full, yeah.
Yeah, stay hooked onto Nuve Live.
Hi, what's up, people? This is Andrew DeVoe, Your Highness, and you're listening to Nuve Live.
Yo, 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 you're now listening to Hip Hop Uganda Live. Your boy truly, Sean. Home for Ugandan Hip Hop. Hosted by yours truly, Sean.
Hey, yo, what's up? It's your boy Anonymous. G2 Complex, most official. And you're listening to Hip Hop Uganda on Nuve Live.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy Ajo, and you're listening to Nuve Live podcast, Hip Hop All Day, Hip Hop Uganda, hosted by your main man, Nuve Sean. You can also catch him on nuvelive.org. That's nuvelive.org. So, sup?
Catch us right here.
You're now listening to another episode of the Nuve Live podcast, Hip Hop Uganda Live, hosted by Sean.
What's up, people? Welcome to the Nuve Live podcast, and I'm Sean, your host. This is episode 24, and last week we had Flex De Pepper and Mio Med, and they were breaking down the making of Yenzaliko and all those other tracks, and it was a good time there. Now, this is episode 24, and I've been hunting for this guest on the show. I had to jump into that for like a long time.
He's lying.
Well, I mean, I'll show them the DMs, right?
okay, is that proof? Screenshots.
You know, there is that generation lately.
I know, just screenshot and put that stuff on blast on Facebook.
I had a funny joke that lately rappers take screenshots, not shots.
Well, I've seen it happen, so I won't say anything.
I've let the guest jump into the show like real quick, but let's pick it from there then.
Okay.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I do have Play One.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, aka Gingerbread.
The Gingerbread Man.
Aka Ginger the Bread.
Oh, that Ginger the Bread. Yeah, man.
I think it sounds cool that way.
And I like. I should have done that. I don't know why I use.
Should have
Ginger the Bread.
You should have done that.
I'm going to talk to my branding manager as soon as I get one.
Let me call my legal team, you know, to trademark that already, so that I could get all the proceeds of it.
You get 10% per year.
That's what's up. 10% of like what? 20 mil?
No, 100k. Okay, 20 mil. So 100k.
Well, that's data for a week,
man. True.
Yeah, anyway, this is episode 24, powered by g2complex.com. now, g2complex is g2, the actual figure, and then complex, which is complex.com, and then it's an audio recording studio. Anything to do with audio, just hit them up. And then this podcast is also powered by the Fizz Word. The Fizz Word is THEFIZZWORD. The Fizz Word is a film script writing startup. They do social media presence and all that, event planning, editing, and audio publishing. If you do want to have a lovely podcast like this one, well, just hit them up, because everything on the show is powered by those two hip-hop minded companies. I mean, they wouldn't really advertise on this show if they weren't hip-hop minded.
Might be reggae or chidanda.
Surely. And now, this is very important. You need to follow us on Twitter at Nuve Live, on Instagram, and then Facebook. That is Nuve Live, NuveLive. Then you can get all the latest, all the news, any info you want, or you can just get to us and tell us what you think of the podcast. Should we improve it or not? You know, that kind of thing. And yeah, we do have our event coming up next year called the Munch, Sip and Rhyme. Play One, you should be there, because it's an event geared or designed to promote mental health.
Oh, That name had me thinking.
It's known as you like people are going to be there, sipping,
munching,
and then rhyming for mental health.
Oh, that's nice. That's really, really nice. I like that.
Yeah, yeah. Because the event will be up next year around April.
I'll be there.
Yeah, sure. It's meant to promote mental health, depression. Mm. A number of kids out there do not know how to deal with these issues.
Yeah, and they relate to that a lot.
Yeah, and we think these projects can, promote that well. And our first Negro event was in April this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we had Sylvester as a key speaker.
Oh, nice.
We had Rugged Maid. Shout out to Rugged.
Yeah.
We had Painkiller come through, Ness G, Shemi B, and a number of cats out there, and they represented, which was really a good thing. And we were asked to do like a frequent event, like almost every month. But well, you know your country budget issues are a little bit tight,
especially this economy, man.
Yeah, definitely. So we chose to take like half the year to rethink everything that the planning and all that. Now on the show here, I do have someone on the show. Hey, say something, Precious. Say hello. Say hello here, baby. You're shy. Anyway, I'm just here with my little sis. Just that you know, we're doing this podcast live from. Well, do you call this a couch?
This is the couch.
The couch.
Couch.
Yeah, definitely. Few have gotten the chance to sit here.
I'm honored right now. This is some VIP status over here.
Yeah, shout outs to Play One. Anyway, Play.
Yeah.
Or rather, Play One.
Play One.
Now, before I even jump into anything else, let's start from there. Why Play One?
I'll be honest with you, the name came from far. The name came from far. I went through many names. At first, I actually called myself J Bomb, man. Then I called myself Smack because Kisubi and Smack, and my brother was in Kisubi. Then I changed to C Mac, and all these names sounded weird. But then I think it was like 2004, and I was just thinking about the characteristics, the things that I felt defined me. And that's when I came across the fact that I like to play a lot. I like to trash talk. I like to fool around. I like to mess around. I'm a playful person, basically. So I just realized, okay, why don't I just call myself Play? And that was it. But then I thought Play, there was the American guy from Kid and Play, the old rapper. So that's when I just, I update. I'm like, I can't be the same. I can't be playing his Play. Because even if he had stopped rapping, so I just added the 01. So it's Play One. So it can only be in one place. I said Play One. And that's how the name became.
Did you know about Play, the Ugandan Play, the Play on Shades?
No. Yeah, because I chose this name in 2004. Wait, yeah, because I know it was 2004 because LP, Lyrical Proof.
Yeah.
Because we're in the same school, and me and him were supposed to do a rap duo, and his name at that time was Effective. So me and him were like, we should call ourselves ENP, Effective and Play. And by that time, I do not know if Play was making. The other player was making music, so because that was like 2004. Okay, if he did, I didn't know him by then. And first time I heard about him was 2010, I think.
Around Competition Is Dead.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
And tracks like Shades with Keko.
Yes, exactly. Actually, it was David, the Sanyi presenter, because he's also an obi of mine, who texted me on Facebook, said, "Is this you?" And then he shows me a thing of the newspaper, and I'm like, "No, definitely not. I am not in newspapers, no."
Well, maybe you might be the reason why he changed his name to Mike 256.
If I am, I really apologize, man, because I didn't think there was any reason for it. Because, for example, I know there are two Sean Pauls in the music industry.
Oh.
There's Sean Paul, and then there's Sean Paul. Remember that old rap group from Atlanta, Young Bloods?
Yeah.
One of them is called Sean Paul.
Yeah.
And basically, I figured. And there's another someone else, I don't remember the other one, but I realized that we don't have to really die, because he was Play with the at, I was Play One with the 01, so still it's
actually it was sort of confusing.
It was, I won't lie, it was.
It took me quite a while to you know. You know, and I think the challenge was because I hadn't listened to, you know, like Play One.
Yeah, as such. I officially apologize.
Anyway, shout outs to Mike256. He's a talented producer as well. Yes. Funny thing, you all do almost the same thing.
Yeah, because
he makes his own beats.
Yeah,
of course he rapped about it on one of the tracks on there.
Yeah.
So anyway, just to jump into a few things here and there. Now, how long have you been, you know, doing these tracks?
You mean making music?
Yeah, making music. Like, officially recording and being professional.
Being professional? Okay, I never even thought I was going to be professional. I always used to do, as a bedroom artist, like, honestly, I never cared for publicity. So I spent about... 4 years, 5 years just doing bedroom music, releasing bedroom mixtapes on Hot New Hip Hop, just shot my own videos, did my own music. Like, I didn't really care. And even when I came back home, I didn't care. And yeah, that's when I did the first song, which was Down with APAS, me, APAS, and JB.
Oh, that is around 2014.
Yes, exactly, around 2014. So we did Dang, and at first I was like, you know what, I'm not going to be on it. Because I produced the beat. The APAS liked the beat, JB liked the beat. Like, all right, let's do it together. Then I didn't want that. I was like, you know what, let me just rap one verse. Just for just. And I think at that point it was kind of decent. So I just went along with it.
So that is like your official recording, actually.
My first official professional recording was done in 2014 and 2013, maybe somewhere there, not sure. That's like the first official one.
I thought anyway I was like so late, you know, to listen to, you know, Play, because it was around 2014 when APAS, you know, was popping, definitely.
Actually, that's true. But Dang was about 1 year late, 6 months to 1 year late. APAS blew, Dang was already out.
For me to recognize that, you know, he was out there.
Yeah.
So I was actually looking for his music.
Yeah.
And then I find, JB, then Play. You know, there is one thing called perception.
Yeah.
And perception can tend to be reality. So I perceived the name was Play.
Yes.
Not until I looked closely and I noticed there is a one.
Man.
And so when I listen to the music,
I'm
like, this is not the guy.
The rap style is different.
Yeah, but I was like, nonetheless, it's UG hip hop, so
yeah, man.
Let's start the conversation from there.
It's all love.
So from that time I just kept, you know, paying my attention to, you know, recognizing there is someone called Play One.
Man, I tried. At least I got your attention.
And then slowly I get to realize, okay, probably this guy works around videography. That's when I think the next year. I was told you directed short Side Zeno.
I didn't direct. I did the post production. It was my camera. It was someone else's direction, and then basically me and Imperial worked on the post production for it. But I, you know, like working in a crew, because we had a team. We had a really good team. That me, Vince, Dre, O'Neill. Back then, O'Neill was fan of videos. Okay, actually, he still is fire. Now that I think about it. So we just all, it was a team effort, pretty much.
Yeah. Okay. But that's how I came. You know, tracking slowly, trying to know who is this guy. How can we get in touch with, you know, with him? But that was, and I think I hit you up. It must have been last year.
Yeah, it was last year.
It must have been last year when I hit you up. And only that I just got busy and the like.
You see, so don't blame me, man.
No. I got busy, but
I mean, you also didn't get back to me as such.
I mean, I was like, honestly, I'm like, okay, I see. I said, I guess I'm irrelevant. Okay, I'll be quiet.
You know what Simon Daly told me some time back?
Wait.
I was like, dude, well, the celebrities are here. I'm not around. you know that jazz. And then it occurred to me, I happened to see him towards the end of the year, like yes. Every year.
Yeah, yeah.
And that, it's kind of creepy, you know.
The
time, like when you need him around, like you notice it's like towards the end of the year, that's when you see him. But it's all good. Shout out to Simon Daly.
Yeah, man.
Amazing guy out there. Mm-hmm. So anyway, let's first jump into Flash. Is it Flashback?
Flashback Friday.
What was the feeling there?
Flashback Friday was.
Because I noticed you had Dank, actually.
Yeah, Dank is on there. Flashback Friday was... The fact is, like I said, I've been making music for a while. And I think I like my music. I'll be honest, I like my music. If you don't like your music, there's a problem with you as an artist, I believe.
Mm.
So you have to enjoy what you're doing. What I did with Flashback Friday was... It reached a time when... Before I... It was almost a process... I was like, okay, I'm going to release the Aura album. And yeah. We're recording the Aura album. I reached halfway and I realized, no, I'm not ready. It's not yet ready. Something's wrong. Something's missing.
Yeah.
But then I realized I'd spent half of it trying to give people what they want. Which
yeah, sure.
is what they want. Mm. And what they want is not necessarily who I am. So I realized it would be better if I give them who I am, who I've always been. And hope that it's something they like. That's when I said, okay, let me stop. Let me do the EP, which is Gingerbread, because, you know, that's where I am. I'm from. And that's what describes me most. Then as I was doing that, I was like, wait, I can't take them forward without them knowing where I'm from. So I went and went through all my music, and I just got the best songs, that the most meaningful songs I've ever done, the songs that amaze me most, and that came before that. So that's why I released all the songs on Flashback Friday. It was basically a project... For someone who doesn't know Play One to know where I've come from.
So you were more like establishing
yes.
the brand Play.
Exactly.
For someone who might be like, okay, this guy's catalog.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
Because I feel, let me just cut you short. I feel mm-hmm. like mm-hmm. listening to the whole catalog of Play.
Yeah.
Which is like Flashback Friday,
uh-huh.
and then tracks here and there.
Yeah,
it best put for me in perspective. You know, this is what likely we can expect from Play.
Yeah,
is it the same feeling you had?
Yeah, pretty much. That was pretty much the direction. Because one thing I noticed, the also same reason why I stopped the album was I realized that the album I was talking about things people like. But then I never felt like I connected to my own album, and that was not right.
Yeah.
But yet when I listened to Flashback Friday, the songs I listened to, and spoke to me. I felt emotional about some kind of stuff. I used to talk about being broke. I used to talk about really wanting to blow up in music. I used to talk about relationship issues. I knew that's not like these guys should know me first. That's when I went back.
It would sound so, sort of like cliche, but hey, we started from the bottom.
Yeah, man. They have to know what the bottom is.
And end up in what? The full pit or...?
You end up in the eyes. Now you can look in the eyes. I don't know where that became deep somehow. I don't know.
Shout outs to Drake. I don't know if he's listening.
Yeah, Drake, man. Let's do that collab we talked about.
Hey, you have him on speed dial?
Yeah, man. No, I have him on WhatsApp.
Thank God I do have Play One on speed dial lately.
Yeah, man. We're making it.
Yeah, sure. I mean, to me, it's a blessing, you know. Normally, when I hit out, I'll reach out to, you know, artists.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they might put the WTF.
Man,
you know, like who the heck is he?
Yeah,
you know that whole jazz.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah.
Well, I learned how to deal with it. You know, because for some people they might not see the relevance.
Mm-hmm.
Now, shout outs to Big Sam. He's been trying, you know, to talk about Ugandan in history.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Earlier last year, I had an article titled "Ugandan Hip Hop History is Big
mm-hmm.
and Lacking."
Mm-hmm.
And that's the truth. Like, few people do know it. Now, as Nouvelle Life, first of all, Nouvelle Life as a brand, we are narratively hip-hop and sonically poetic. We really respect that. For as long as you can touch a soul, and then you can narrate.
Yes, yes. Yeah,
so definitely, that's what we do. So some people might not get the essence of what we do. It's also in the podcast.
That is true.
You know, we are trying to tell a story.
Yeah,
and this whole episode, you know, it's in a way trying to situate to you where Ugandan hip-hop is at.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely, that's what we do. So it's just my respect to everyone who comes through. I mean, in 2015, I was wondering whether Lyricoji will accept, you know, to be on our podcast, and
but
he was comfortable, you know, and that's when I noticed actually with the OGs that we think have, you know, celebrity kind of, you know, that mentality where they push away people. It's actually the other way around.
Exactly, because, like, especially with Lyricoji, he's a really, really down to earth, nice guy. And this podcast is a huge thing. I don't know if people actually know, but this podcast is huge. It's a major thing, especially for hip hop and for artists in UG. This, like, I like the essence of the Nouvelle Life podcast. Let me just say it like that. So shout out to the man.
Yeah, no endorsement deal, but maybe after here.
It's about that 10K though.
yeah, sure. And the point is that we want to keep this history.
Yes.
You know, because what I noticed, these OGs, when they reach out or we reach out to them, they notice we want to preserve, because some of these things weren't there. And hip-hop is one of those cultures where technology is being embraced, like, on a high note.
Yeah,
MPC, you know, all that.
Yeah.
Anyone wondering what MPC is, it's not a political party. it's a MIDI production set. So, anyway, enough of that. Now, this podcast is powered by the Fizz World and G2 Complex.com. And remember, we do have an event coming through next year called Munch, Sip, and Rhyme. Can you do the three things that go?
To munch, sip, and rhyme.
Yeah.
You can rhyme about munching and sipping. Wait, if you munch something, then you sip a soda to make it soft. You already have accomplished the first two, I think.
Yeah.
But can you rhyme about that while eating it? Aish.
Well, we definitely must add a challenge like that.
Yeah, we shall make history on that day.
Yeah, sure. A play one, as you said, will come through.
Yeah.
Yeah, so definitely it will be a good feeling. Now, play.
Yeah.
After the mixtape.
Yes.
It was on 4th of October when you dropped Gingerbread.
Yeah, the EP. I think, was it 4th? I think so. I'm a bit hazy.
Just about like a week or two.
Yeah, it was.
How was the feeling?
Man, I was excited, man.
At the second hour of the event. How was the feeling?
Well, first off, okay, I was glad that, okay, the things I was scared about was, I was like, are people going to come? Is anyone going to come? Then secondly, with the location I did, actually, when I was picking up Maro was half pissed at me. It was like, how can you put a location? You didn't give us directions. You don't give us, because I didn't know this thing. This was my first thing, and I actually did everything myself. I did 95% of the event setup and EP myself. So that's why it probably came up a little bit amateur. But then when I saw some people, I was actually like, what? People have actually come. That's why I actually chose like the small corner in the side, because I was like, we can't get too many people. It's impossible. Yeah. I left the gardens. I'm like, don't even try. We're going to be up this side.
First and foremost, you know, I was there like I was on undercover duties.
So you, man. I saw you under the bushes. I'm like, okay.
Normally, I never want my presence to be known by certain guys who know me. You know, when they see you, they start acting different, you know?
Yeah.
If they were planning to mess up, they, you know, they clean up the behavior. But I need to let them be natural and all that. So, you know, I was there.
Mm.
not really secretly, but I was trying to, you know, observe and listen to people, what they are saying.
Mm-hmm.
So a number of people, I think, who were around me or even when I kept moving,
mm-hmm.
actually, in their mind, they were wondering whether really the venue, you know, was... and hip hop like
actually the first venue we got was going to be too urban. One of the things I know about myself / I believe about myself is I'm not huge. I'm not a big deal. I'm a small guy. I'm not actually. I get surprised. I get like, yo, play one. Like, look at this guy acting like I'm anything. I don't think I'm much. That's. In all honesty, I made the venue half the size. I'll be honest with you, I almost made it half the size. I almost made it a house party. I almost invited people to my house.
It would have been dope.
I know, we planned it. We literally almost did that.
Because the big guys would be like, hey, you didn't call me.
Yeah, man. And I wasn't ready to give excuses for that. So I'm not... This part was just tell people I exist. That's the whole point of the EP. That's why I stopped the album to do the EP, because the EP, I'm supposed to tell, hi, I'm Play, I'm from Jinja, I can rap and I make nice beats.
And I think it's brought like good traction, you know.
Yeah, it's interesting. Some guy told me he didn't know about me until some guy commented that he didn't know about Play One until he saw the EP drop. I'm like, oh, okay, and it did more than I expected, but okay. I was happy.
Yeah.
Oh, your question about 2 hours until the event, I was feeling good. Like, I was feeling good. I was just having a good time, and that's what I wanted guys to do. I wanted guys to be happy and see why I'm Play One. I laugh, I joke, I mess around, and that's what you're going to see for the rest of it.
Yeah, sure thing. As really a critique, you know.
Yeah.
Thank God you cleared the air right there, because someone, you know, I was interacting with. Yeah, let me just mention the person, Simon Nelly.
Yeah.
Like, we were at Flex's event,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and he told me, man, I respect what you do and all that.
Mm.
And he told me, you know, you need to, you know, understand where these guys are coming from and how the event comes around to, you know, to the maturation day,
which is a
cool thing. Sometimes you might, you know, write reviews and articles here and there just on site, rather than having a glimpse into what the artist went through and all that.
Meditation was,
yeah, that's a good point to make. But on the same note, of course, you really can't ignore what you think
could have
been, you know, done better.
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
And Play One's EP release party was great. Not everyone has done that.
Yeah, I'm still surprised I did it. Do you know, like, I spent the two nights before that sleeping 4 hours a night.
Oh, really?
Like, I couldn't believe I was actually having an EP. Days, like, 24 hours or 10 days, maybe I should cancel it.
With all that branding and stuff.
Yeah, man. I don't even know. I was about to just sell CDs and tell guys, this party is canceled. Leave me alone.
Anyway,
it kind of helped.
That's sort of weird. Cause,
yeah.
For us on the other side, you know, we're perceiving everything. In French, I think the word is possible. So at our minds, we were like, yeah, that's the only rating, rated P.
Yeah.
And we had a good time. Mm-hmm. There were only a few things here and there,
mm-hmm.
probably you might have not really recognized.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Probably like the sound, you know.
Oh, okay, I didn't realize the sound. Okay, maybe me.
Even the venue,
uh-huh.
you know.
It wasn't hip-hop. It definitely wasn't hip-hop.
Yes, and also, sometimes you want to achieve certain acoustics.
Certain vibe.
You know, even though it's a garden. And that means you have to make efforts to make sure that, you know, that vibe is on.
The sound actually just told the technician, hey, the sound guys told them, hey, we're going to have an event, people are going to perform. Then I went home and got ready. That's literally what I did.
Well, you cleared the air there, because I remember Aggie was, you know, mm-hmm. Performing. Mm-hmm. And at that point, you know, the male voice and the female voice sometimes
they're different.
Yeah. And that's when she went like solo.
Mm-hmm. It just has a low voice. She has a low voice. Yeah,
until I think it must have been Ellie or
Dropout
who, you know, like did something there.
Oh, also, because we had the thing of, you know, because of the area it was, we couldn't blast music off.
Yeah.
That's why the music, the sound was kept down a little bit.
Yeah, and I was hit up by someone who told me, man, why would you say that about Aggie? But really, that's, I didn't say she's a terrible rapper or anything.
Yeah, you just mentioned the sound.
I said, because of the sound, that's how she sounded.
Hmm.
And which brings me to the point that, to this point where I need to say that some artists need to also learn to, you know,
project their voices,
project, you know, stage dynamics.
Mm-hmm.
And with
mm-hmm.
freestyle rapping, you really can't stay seated unless you're comfortable with your buzz.
Oh, she sat. Okay, I didn't know this. I just rapped and gave the mic.
Well, I told you I was there and a cover, but shout outs to Aggie. So, Gingerbread has tracks like Kachumbali and
Over.
So how was the whole feeling?
The vibe. The EP is my, I don't know, like,
because you know when you say Gingerbread, like bread, B-R-E-D,
yeah,
and then you have a track called Kachumbali and Over, so some guys might think of, you know, food, but
that's what makes the whole thing funny / interesting. This song called Over, I'm talking about Kachumbali and Over, I'm talking about ingredients of food.
Yeah.
But I'm not really rapping. The song is not rapping about
you
food.
You sampled Price, tell me
that. I sampled Price and I got poetic. I put poetry out of the food essence, basically talking about what makes us us. And how.
And then quality, you know.
Yes, exactly. How we are as people, the quality. Like, maybe I'm nice, I'm like Kachumbali. But then, like, the next person is like Over. You know, we need each other to taste really nice. That was the poetry I got out of it. Like, I used it to get a poetic version to how I wrote the rap. That's why the last verse, the closing line of the verse, I'm talking about relations between the guy who is on and the guy who is next. We don't have to fight because rappers have that thing. That's why I was like, I told my nigga, if I'm in charge and you're second, then you're in charge of the second. By the second, I move, then you're in charge with the weapon. And, you know, I just had a break about how we need each other. I was like, you know, how can we build if we stay bricks, we stay pebbles because we ain't ish, you know, stuff like that. So that's the whole essence of that song for se.
Definitely. We really don't need bad blood for UG hip hop and because online, really, sometimes you want to throw your phone away.
Yeah, man. Like, I've seen so many things that I just walk away, but I'm feeling emotions and like, don't want to say, you know, anything,
because we do have that problem. Mm-hmm. And I think it stems from lack of awareness the ignorance, you know.
And then I think also the, yes, hip-hop has that be hard mentality, but we do not have to show that we are hard. It's not necessary, especially in a situation where we need each other. We need to think, see the bigger picture. Each of us would be like, yo, I'm hard, I'm gangster, I rap, I'm hardcore. But then the bigger picture is our hip hop is small. Our hip hop still has to grow, and there's no way it can grow if, how can we build stay bricks, pebbles, because we ain't shit. We have to move together to build something bigger, then we can start showing how hard we are.
Anyone listening right now, that's a free performance,
man, and it's getting to enough to pay for it.
But it's about that 10k thing, yo.
Yeah, man, 10k.
well, there is a track called Time Out. Well, I mean, you know, when I listen to it and got to know that it's called Time Out, I noticed you were really aiming at, it's sort of like telling guys it's time's up.
Yeah.
And it's like play or one.
Yeah.
Time.
Let's play. Like, play. Okay, and Tucker too. Because Tucker's been quiet a bit. It's more like, yeah, you guys, nice work. Now stop. My turn. Pretty much.
I'm seriously waiting for a Tucker EP. album, mixtape.
I have been waiting and I'm still waiting. And he said some stuff is coming, so...
Like, seriously, Tucker Tuesday compilation. and really...
Oh, it's coming. It's
2014
coming.
Was cool, but bro...
It's 2017.
like I would like to listen to a project from him. You know, it's not cool to tell artists what they should be doing, but hey,
that boy has heat though. Me, I'm worried.
Like he has nice potential. He has so much. Like when you listen to him, you could say has bars for days.
Bars for days. And this new style is coming in. I don't know if it's... Sutran said if it's British or
is
it's
it
like...
Sigalanga na Kazukska, Sigalanga Tukula. No sleep on Jobo.
Exactly.
Right. Shout out to Tucker.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't want to mention another person's name.
I think we can stay there for now.
Yeah. Because it will take us to that situation where we have to spell Airtel backwards.
Man, instead of the other network.
Yeah. So just before we wrap up, you know, you do have actually track with, what's her name, Jackie
Akello.
Yeah. And then you also have Afri.
Yeah, Afri.
Afri's from Ginger, right?
Wait, Afri's from Ginger.
And I'm just asking.
No, because
I want to assume she's from there because you had J-Watts from Ginger as well.
J-Watts is from Ginger.
What was the whole feeling, you know, considering to have
Afri,
Jackie, and Afri?
Afri came. Okay. I've been finding myself, you know, depression and stuff. This time I had my depression, I had my bad moments.
Yeah.
Then I come out and I start re-finding myself and I finding God and things like that. So, like, last year I went to... Jackie is a friend. He's not a friend of mine. By the time she was a friend of someone who was a friend of mine. Yeah. So Jackie's like, hi, I'm performing this song for Christmas carols. I'd like you to help me perform it. So I went to Jackie to perform the Christmas carols with her. And that time Afri was there and I met her, but I didn't realize I was meeting Afri.
But you had heard about her?
That time I hadn't yet heard about her.
Oh.
So like later, I help Afri do some work and I realized, oh, I actually know her. Help me out with some visuals of some work. So that's when she came to ask her to come to studio. And that's how I did the song with Afri. She came to studio. Because actually I recorded this song, but then I sang the chorus myself. Because I was trying to do probably this is something Big Sean-ish or Drake-ish, something simple.
Yeah.
And then we brought in Afri, and that chick did, like in 5 minutes she was done with her work. Like I literally gave her the lyrics, told her, you listen to it, get your vibe in it. And she just went, first take, she was done. Just got like a couple more and she was done. Like, she is no joke. As for Jackie, it was... I listened to her music and it was so African, authentic and beautiful. I was like, because I've literally been waiting for like years to do an authentic African song. So I'm hearing Jackie singing in Lua, in Acholi, and I'm like, okay,
yeah,
I have to do a song with her, and I want her to be her, because I didn't want her to bring her to be, I didn't want her to make her sing English.
Yeah.
Because when I make music, I see what someone is. I'm literally like, it's like I'm producing a song. See what someone is, get their element as is, and see how I can incorporate it. That's why the beat is so African. And yeah, man. That was my first African beat production, by the way.
Is the EP still on sale?
It is still on sale. At Tribe, or just contact me.
Yeah, sure. You know, talking about business, let me make some money here. The Nouvelle Live shop, online shop, is being set up. It's functional right now. All guys have to do is just log on to the browsers and type nouvellive.org/shop. They can find our products. Those are the t-shirts, the hoodies, and a number of even ebooks. Guys need to read about hip hop, you know.
Yeah, man.
So you can use your credit card or you can place an order, we deliver it for you. Now, we designed this shop to just create an essence of merchandising within hip hop, and we want to create a Jumia for hip hop.
Yeah,
you know, we're going to be like the intermediary between the artists and their fans,
the people.
Yeah, definitely. So, you never know if Gingerbread
the gingerbread man endorses our product, you'll have to check it out before he makes any decisions and make sure you read our terms and conditions. You know,
yeah, 10K? So,
yes, on that 10K.
Okay, man.
So definitely we'll put projects from them. Right now, we haven't taken any from any artists because we were just still in computer programming. You would call it the beta level.
Yes.
The shop is there. Yes. I think we've sold one or two ebooks. We were surprised. The ebook was for free, like for a whole year. So we set up the shop, shared a few links, and well, I saw someone buy it and actually bought two. So that's nice. $6.
Hi. That's more than 10K.
Just bought two. I think, I don't know how it happened, but I saw a purchase for two.
Nice.
So yeah, that is about the Nouvelle Life shop. And before we wrap up, the gingerbread has gotten really good traction for you.
It has.
What's after that?
I'm doing Watch out for the gingerbread movie. It's a short movie. Yeah, it's a short movie. It's 5 minutes. It's going to be like 5 minutes long, so that I don't... I'm really not trying to make you guys bored. So it's going to be a 5 minute movie, and then there'll be like one or two music videos coming out within the next 3 months. We're shooting the video Voltage this Sunday. Then next year, then it's going to be focusing on Aura, the Aura album. So the Aura album has to be better than... It has to be better than gingerbread, which is very easy, but it has to be.
Definitely. How long? No, let me not jump in that. But I was going to say, how long will Aura be?
The album itself?
Yeah.
Gingerbread was about 35 minutes. This one will be about 45 to 50.
That's about 13 tracks.
Yeah, 13 tracks.
Okay, that's what's up. So, play. Where can guys like find you? Social media and all that.
I'm available, man. Facebook, just look for Play One, PLAY01. Twitter and Instagram is at PLAY01 _. That's Play One _, pretty much.
Yeah, sure. You heard it right there. Maybe any final words for your fans, your potential fan, and then potential haters, and then potential listener.
It's simple, man. It's all love. It's all love. Whatever happens, it's all love. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, sure. Imagine that there's a kid who's just started, you know, rapping and all that.
A kid has started rapping.
What? Just a few words for them.
The kid has started rapping. One, be you, rap about what you know. Don't rap about what other rappers rap about. That's the first thing.
In other words, don't mention Tesla.
Don't mention Tesla.
Don't mention Tesla.
If you don't eat kachumbari, don't rap about kachumbari. Speaking of which, I had that yesterday.
I told you. It was yesterday, I told you, you know. Thanks for bringing back kachumbari, because likely few people actually do know what that is.
Yeah, kachumbari is life, man. When you mix it with avocado proper, like, bro, you don't want to stop.
Anyway, that's all we heard for you. Yeah. You've been listening to episode 24 on the Nouvelle Life podcast. To get these and more, log on to nouvellelife.org/podcast. Make sure to keep up with us on our different social media, that is Nouvelive, NUVEYLIVE, and follow me personally on Twitter at Nouvession, that is NUVEYSHAWN. And you got us to get this podcast. You can also check out our SoundCloud, AudioMark. And well, if you can't find it there, you can simply just go back to the site and find it there. Nouvelle Life, narratively hip hop, sonically poetic. We out.
Yo, it's your boy Felipe. Mickey Solo, PIF, paid in full. Yeah, stay hooked onto Nouvelle Life.
Hi, what's up, people? This is Aggie the Royal Highness, and you're listening to Nouvelle Life.
Yo, you're now listening to Hip Hop Uganda Live. Yo boy, truly Sean. home for Ugandan hip hop, hosted by yours truly, Sean.
Hey, yo, what's up? It's your boy Anonymous, G2 Complex, most official, and you're listening to Hip Hop Uganda on Nuve Live.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy AJO, and you're listening to Nuve Live podcast, Hip Hop All Day, Hip Hop Uganda, hosted by your main man, Nuve Sean. You can also catch him on nuvelive.org. That's nuvelive.org. So, sup?
Catch us right here. Catch us right here. Get it. Get it. Get it. Get it.